I look at God, I look at you, and I keep looking at God. Love does not rust when it prays. Our scripture for today is from Philippians 1, verse 9 to 11. So this is my prayer, that your love will flourish and that you will not only love much, but well. Learn to love appropriately. You need to use your head and test your feelings so that your love is sincere and intelligent, not sentimental gush. Live a lover's life, circumspect and exemplary, a life Jesus will be proud of, bountiful in fruits from the soul, making Jesus Christ attractive to all, getting everyone involved in the glory and praise of God. Paul is in prison. The conditions they put them in are horrible. I can only imagine what a letter must look like from someone who is in prison. I need you to send me things. I long for your prayers. Come visit me and think about everything I did for you. Perhaps something like that. But with this letter from Paul, they were quite possibly surprised. The opposite happens. He sends them a prayer of blessing. Nothing about his own circumstances or need. His attention is directed to them. He says, I pray for what you need. And this is the nature of love, to give rather than to receive. In relationships that flourish, in relationships where things are going well, just go and see. This is usually an integral principle that stands out. Maybe a reaction from them. You sit in these circumstances and you bless us. You think of us. It's unusual. How do you do it? How do you get it right? I pray. I have a conversation with God, and in my discovery of who I am in God, I discover who you are in God. In my experience of His presence, I discover the source of love and life, which changes everything in me. And has the potential to change everything in you, in your life too. Prayer is the place where I see a new God's true identity, my own, and equally important, the identity of everyone else. As Brennan Manning said, if I'm not in touch with my own belovedness, I cannot see the sacredness of others. We forget who God is to us, and we forget who we are to each other. And prayer is the reminder, is the place where our memory is refreshed. How we pray for our own journey in life can have a profound effect on the way we pray for others. It starts within us. And as I wait for God's love and salvation in my own life, it changes my approach to prayer for others, because the love of God is always directed towards more than just me. Love seeks, and in my conversation with God, He invites me along to other people's life. Come follow me. Walk with me. When I pray for you, I talk to God about you. I realize today that intercession is not primarily about thinking I know what someone else needs and trying to get it from God. It's rather to be present with God on behalf of someone else, to listen to the prayer of the Holy Spirit, who already intercedes and prays for that person. It is being willing to join God in that prayer or conversation. And that's what Paul does in this passage. He says, I pray, I talk to God, but also with God about your love, about your life. It's Dietrich Bonhoeffer that said, we can love the sheep, serve them and become committed to them. We can be vulnerable with them and receive the gifts God wants to give through them. But our ability to survive and to have our legitimate human needs for identity, calling, approval, belonging and worth must come from the richness of our own intimacy with God, cultivated in a balanced rhythm of solitude and community. I pray for you. I pray for you the indescribable love and intimacy of God's presence in you, as it is in me. Love changed everything in my life. And the more I got the love from God, the more I developed the love for you. Something that happens together. And now my prayer, grow in this love. In this passage, it says that your love will flourish and that you will not only love much, but well. I pray that you will grow in this love that you get from the source itself. I pray that it will increase and that you will understand it. As I wrote to the church in Ephesus, I pray that you will know this love, will become one with it, will be rooted and grounded in it, that you will realize how long and deep and how wide this love is, and that you will be completely filled with it. Because if you have it, and if you discover it and experience it, you will live from this. You will live from this love. It will protect your heart and your mind and enable you to share this love as God asks us to. Philippi congregation, then the gospel we preach together will come alive. That's what happened to me. That's why, despite my circumstances, despite prison doors and that we are beaten with sticks and our feet are clamped in blocks, I'm still full of joy when I think of you and the work that God is doing in you. He writes in the first part of this letter, in Philippians 1, every time you cross my mind, I break out in exclamations of thanks to God. Each exclamation is a trigger to prayer. I find myself praying for you with a glad heart. I'm so pleased that you have continued on in this with us, believing and proclaiming God's message from the day you heard it right up to the present. There's never been in the slightest doubt in my mind that the God who started this great work in you would keep at it and bring it to a flourishing finish on the very day Christ Jesus appears. It's not all fanciful for me to think this way about you. My prayers and hopes have deep roots in reality. You have, after all, stuck with me all the way from the time I was thrown in jail, put on trial, and came out of it in one piece. All along, you have experienced with me the most generous help from God. He knows how much I love and miss you these days. Sometimes I think I feel as strongly about you as Christ does. I can't help it. because that's what love does. The love of Christ became more in me. It increased so much that it filled me fully to gratitude for what I have in Him, but also in you. I pray that you will also have a profound feeling for this love. And I pray that you, as I pray for you, will also pray for each other so that you can grow together in the love that God has for us. When love grows, it cannot rust. I also pray, discern this love. You need to use your head and test your feelings so that your love is sincere and intelligent, not sentimental gush. Discernment emerges in the context of our friendship with God as it's cultivated through our prayers. As we become more comfortable in seclusion and silence, we discover that the things that most need to be fixed, resolved, and figured out in our lives will not be fixed, resolved, or figured out on a thinking level anyway. They will be resolved on the listening level where God's Spirit, together with our Spirit, testifies about things that are true, as Paul writes in Romans 8, and where wisdom is given as a pure gift, as in 1 Corinthians 2. Philippi congregation, I pray that through love, you will develop a discernment, a way of seeing that will eventually pervade your whole life. Discernment is a quality, listen, a quality of attentiveness to God that is so intimate that we develop a sense of God's presence and purpose in the ordinary moments of our lives. As Ignatius of Loyola defined it, the aim of discernment is finding God in all things in order that we might love and serve God in all. There are so many voices that ask for our attention every day. Think about your life for a moment. There are so many places where we want a finger in the pie. And Paul's prayer for us is to distinguish the voice of love from all the other voices in our life. What does love expect from me? Think about the specific relationship in your life in this moment. Perhaps a relationship full of challenges, a relationship where you seek more than you get. What does love ask of you within that relationship? Love does not rust when we develop the ability to see what love is looking for in everyday relationship or relationships in our life. Also, my prayer is, bear fruit of this love. Bountiful in fruits from the soul, making Jesus Christ attractive to all, getting everyone involved in the glory and praise of God. Filled with the fruit of righteousness by Jesus Christ to the glorification and praise of God. Love has results. The fruit of God's work through us becomes the showcase of God's work in us. The journey inward must precede the journey outward so that whatever action we take in the world is initiated by love, guided by love, and sustained by this love. Love that is God Himself. He is divine. You are the branches. Abide in Him as He abides in you. Just as the branch cannot bear its own fruit if it does not abide in the vine, so neither you can bear fruit by yourself. Whoever abides in him and he in you bears much fruit, because without him you can do nothing. Without the love tree, there's no love fruit. The fruit of love begins with the growth of love. The growth of love begins with praying for love. Love does not rust when we pray. So maybe today we can do an exercise together to help us to pray for others, because this is the invitation of Paul in this passage. Likewise, pray for each other. Right where you are. If you are comfortable, close your eyes for a moment. Take a nice deep breath and become still in God's presence. Give yourself the gift of just enjoying God's presence in this moment. Rest for a while in the intimacy of your friendship with God. Then, as you are ready, allow God to bring others to your heart and mind. Any person or situation that matters to you, someone who asked for your prayers, any person or group of people whose conversation you find difficult, any situation that causes you to stress or requires your wisdom, maybe a relationship that is now a challenge for you. Imagine God asking you, is it okay that we invite this person to join us? Or that we look at this situation together? If you are able to say yes, welcome that person in the space where you are and be with that person or situation in God's presence. Listen for the prayer the Holy Spirit is already praying for that person or situation. If you are comfortable, ask God, how can I join you in that prayer? See if there's something that God is inviting you from that prayer to offer to that person or situation. If wisdom or a next step does come, determine your response faithfully as God makes your path clear. Just be in this moment for a few seconds as we pray together. Heavenly Father, open our eyes to see the perfect will and perfect love that you have for us. For me as an individual, but also for a whole world of people that you are fond of. Help us to see that we are instruments in the love language you want to give to this world. Help us to grow in this love, to know this love, to discern this love, and to bear fruit of this love by the guidance of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Receive the blessing. May the love, the abundant love of our Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the presence of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen.